Australia's online safety regulator is reaching out to parents to help them help their children deal with the pitfalls of online life. The campaign by the Office of the eSafety Commissioner comes after a survey it commissioned showed while the majority of parents do deal with cyber issues themselves, many aren't confident or sure where to get information about it. Manager of Education and Training at the Office of the eSafety Commissioner, Kelly Britnell, says because online usage is so high among children, parents need to start conversations around cyber safety early.
81% of parents are giving their children devices from the age of 2, and it really points to the fact that we have to be starting these conversations early and often and talking about behavioural expectations online, things to watch out for, you know, what are the risks if they have, you know, been contacted by someone who they don't know, giving them the skills and knowledge to their children as to what they should do when things go wrong. So it's really important that parents are open and engaged and supportive, because we don't want young people not to be reporting to mum and dad because they might be scared that the technology will be taken away from them. So that's where the conversation is so important, and why this campaign was called Start the Chat.
She says the eSafety Office has some powers to assist young people who have been harmed online.
For young people under the age of 18, we actually have some legislative powers, so that if you're, you know, seriously harassed or intimidated or threatened online, the first thing that someone has to do is report it to the social networking site, because they are obviously in a position where they can take it down fast. But sometimes we know they don't do it, and it might be because the harassment might be happening on several platforms, and that particular one, what is happening is not contravening terms and conditions. So if after 48 hours they haven't removed the content, you can then make a complaint to us and we will act on your behalf. So we act as a safety net.
While they will usually refer victims to counselling, serious cases can be referred to the police.
Kids Helpline is our referral path. Sometimes we work with schools when we find that the cyberbullying is happening within the school environment, and we will support the school because they're probably best placed to be working at that level. And we always give the referral to Kids Helpline, who are available for 5 to 25-year-olds and have qualified psychologists and counsellors that young people can actually access their help.
In terms of the perpetrator, what then happens to them? Do you refer them if it's seen to be a serious case to the police, or what happens?
If it's a criminal matter, our investigators will know that immediately, and we actually have some of our staff members who are ex-law enforcement, so they are keyed into knowing you know, what constitutes criminality. And in that instance, we would refer straight out to the police. We won't be going down the path of removal, because we could actually be removing evidence. In relation to the perpetrators, it is not within our remit to be going after perpetrators, and that's why we often work with schools.